And now for something completely different.
Here's what's coming up this hour on Today's Experience, our DDD devotional diamond of the day. What a view. You ever heard that expression? $1 million view? What a view. Plus, we'll look at stolen truth. Ooh, that doesn't sound good. And the thorn mourn. That doesn't sound good either. And today's Facebook post, I am empty.
David Spoon's life has been an experience. While growing up in a Jewish family, he made a wrong turn toward drug abuse. Then David Spoon found Jesus Christ, and his life completely changed. And the more he studied the gospel, the more he wanted to share his experiences with others. Then, after decades of ministry, David discovered a new path of service. He joined K-Praise, and this radio program began. You are about to hear the David Spoon Experience.
Welcome to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. Here's what else we're looking at during the show. Lessons for surviving, living, and prevailing. Politics, entertainment, and current events. Personal revelations. Spiritual observations. My life's insanities. And oy vey, so much more. Hey, we're asking you. What do you think? Give us a call at 866-577-2473-866 K-Praise. Any topic is, of course, technically open for conversation except for milk duds. Because they're just making me fatter and fatter, and I can't keep doing it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's not professional radio. It's just radio. It's a cross between Steve Martin, Sean Hannity, and Focus on the Family. The David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. I'm going to take a short break and then come back, but stand by for SRN News.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
People of Uganda need the gospel. New believers need churches, and these churches need pastors. I'm Pastor Onesmus Ngoboka, a graduate of Southern California Seminary. I'll return to Uganda to start a Bible school so I can pass on biblical training to other pastors who will start new churches. Whitefields has joined me in this vision to provide support for pastors planting churches in the villages of Uganda. Because Whitefields understands no pastor should be a stranger. They are supporting local pastors to reach our own people.
This is David Spoon, and many of you are out there looking for an opportunity to advance the kingdom of God. Well, your partnership by praying and donating to Whitefields Ministry can advance the cause of Christ by starting more churches in needy communities. Visit whitefields.org or call 760-846-8610 and donate today.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Wanting his love, but I turned away when he's near me. I know God is still calling my name in his mercy. Lord, please remove all my fears.
Welcome back. Thank thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. We're on day 155,632 for Grandbaby Watch. That's just the number I came up with just now.
Panda Watch.
So we're sitting there going, yeah, okay, today it's really bad, I think, for my daughter-in-law. Because it's like, you know what we do? We call up and we go, today? Today? Like, it's up to her. And so my son and I were talking, and then he used that unfortunate phrase that fathers will use from time to time when their frustration level builds. And he goes, yeah, just waiting for the baby to pop out. It's like, yeah, it's a little more than popping out. It's a little bit different than a jack-in-the-box where you kind of turn the handle and go, boo, there it is. Okay, so anyhow, we're still waiting, so I'll let you know. Like I said, if you hear me make a Scooby-Doo noise, then you'll know, oh, I think Dave's gone because the mic is on the floor and everybody's scrambling in the studio. That's how you would know. This segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing, our great friends Eric and Ingrid Holloway at Excalibur Roofing. We've been asking you and starting to ask you for prayer for all of our sponsors. Praying for our sponsors that whatever they put their hands to, the Lord would bless them, would strengthen them. You know, these are people, sponsors in Christian radio. And I understand, like, in a nonprofit Christian radio realm, and let's do a little bit of honesty check, there is sponsorships where people donate, and it's typically listener-driven, but there will be some corporate sponsorships and some other sponsorships. And in a sense, the sponsorship is similar to an advertiser, not the same way. Without a doubt, Salem is much more upfront in the sense of not disclosing, just much more advertising in your face kind of stuff. I'm just being honest. There's nothing wrong with that. But these people, they pay for these sponsorships, and they help promote shows like mine and like a bunch of shows that you listen to. So we encourage you to participate with them in their business. But if you're not going to participate with them in their business, which is totally fine, you can pray that the Lord kind of guides them and directs them and helps them to be the best stewards they can be and, you know, functioning in the kingdom the best way they can. So I'd ask you to do that for Eric and Ingrid. If you ever want to get a hold of them, you call them at 760-743-8803 or go to excaliberroofing.com, their website, and kind of check it out or say hi to them on Facebook. Just let them know you appreciate what they do. You can go to Facebook and type in Excalibur Roofing. It is that simple. Okay. Next thing we want to do before we get into our DDD, I do want to talk about the opportunity for the Experience Israel trip from Salem Media Group. We had Reuven Doran on the other day. He was very honest. He's not really looking for a corned beef sandwich, more like a hamburger. And the bottom line is that Reuven lives in Israel. Unfortunately for him, he spends a lot of time out of Israel coordinating the tours and then gets back there and does the tours. But he knows the areas and all the tour places so well because he lives there. A Jewish believer who lives in Israel, who knows the territory and the lay of the land. This year, Pastor Sean Thornton, we've had the privilege of doing his first radio interview for his book. Anyway, he's going to be leading the crew. The trip is November 1st through the 10th. And here's what I'm going to tell you. I'm telling you this ahead of time. So they have these discounts when you get to a certain amount of people. If you got a church that's 50, 100, 200, whatever, and you want to put one or two or three people together and you're looking for one, two, or three other people, and we can get one, two, or three other people, and we can put eight or nine people together, you can get a discount. And then you get, I think it's like 15 or almost 20% off the trip when you put them all together collectively. And I've already kind of told management here that unless corporate's going to pay for me and my wife to go separately, we want to make sure every single dollar goes to right back to the people. And I can tell you that if my wife and I end up going, it's going to be because corporate says, here's, you know, you've been doing this for a while, here you go. So we want that discount to go right back to you. So if you're a smaller church, you want to get the good discounts that you get going in bigger groups, we can help you. We encourage you to go to kprz.com and click on the Experience Israel banner to get the information. And then if you need my help, just send me an email, davidspoon@kprz.com. Pretty simple? Is that? I mean, that makes sense, right? I'm not, you know.
Very simple.
Okay. Well, Okay. Don't forget the mobile app, free for iPhone and for Android. What do I have? I have the Google, what is it?
The Pixel.
The Pixel? I don't know why they call it that. You know what it does? It reduced my bill by $20, and then it increased my bill by $19. So I think I'm saving a dollar. I don't know. Sometimes I sit there and think, is $12 worth? It wasn't worth just doing the contact shift from one phone to another. Trust me. Anyway. All right, let's get into our DDD. We have music for this one. It's called What Have You? What do you got for me? View. Now, that, of course, is a country song that has to do with a person, but this is something I want you to get. So I'm going to defy the odds because eschatologically, I love doing that. Because for those that don't know, I am a manifold millennialist. Ah. So you're thinking, no, you got to be a premillennialist. No, you got to be an amillennialist. No, you got to be a postmillennialist. No, you got to be a panmillennialist. Everything will pan out. That joke's as old as when the Dead Sea was still sick. That's how old that joke is. Okay? I'm a manifold millennialist. If you really want to know what that is, time to go to seminary. Manifold millennialist sees all the eschatological points of view favorably, not disfavorably. Doesn't mean that there's one that's more leaning or not leaning, but in a manifold millennialist point of view, one thing that is important is application for the immediate. And so application versus eschatological interpretation becomes a big part of eschatology or understanding the end times. All that to say this. Look how cool this scripture is. See? It's a fancy way to say that. Ready? Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. If you are a premillennialist, you believe this is a scripture that makes reference to the rapture. If you are a amillennialist, you believe this is a next stage setting. If you're a postmillennialist, you kind of split between the two. I'm not looking at any of those. This is what I'm looking at. Revelation chapter 4, verse 1. After I looked, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven. And the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. Okay. Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. William Hendrickson's The Person, the book we wrote, More Than Conquerors, is more of an amillennial point of view, but he brought this point up, and I thought it was an excellent point, even himself pulling back from his point of view and recognizing that this one passage has an application that is fantastic beyond the norm. Here's what he came up with. I love it. I use it all the time, and I encourage you to do it all the time, and you hear me talk about it all the time. A door in heaven is open. Okay? Now, this is not deep, deep theology. A door is made for entering and exiting. Okay. You've got a doggy door. Enter, exit. Enter, exit, only you don't have to open it for the dog. That's kind of nice. So a door is made for entering, and the scripture says, come up here. Okay, so coming up there, regardless, and let's just take for a moment. Let's say it is the rapture. Okay, that's not, there's no argument. But come up here, okay, where is up here? Not down here, right? Coming up here is a different place, and I will show you, okay? So when somebody shows you something, what happens? They show you and you what? You see it. I'm going to show you this. Oh, I see it. So one of the most thrilling applications of Revelation 4:1, which is why I love Revelation, by the way. I just absolutely love Revelation. What you can get out of this is in an application point of view, for Revelation, you go up into the door where the Lord says, come up here, and you see from this different point of view, you see from a heavenly perspective. In other words, get the heavenly take on the life events that are about to unfold. Whether it is the rapture and everything that moves forward, or whether it's a new phase, or whether it's this, that, or whatever, here's the encouragement, the application. Stop looking at things from the earth point of view. Get up to the heavenly point of view, walk through the door, and look at it from heaven's point of view. And when people say, well, you can't do that, then you just go, well, you know, Revelation 4:1 says I can. That I can come up through the door and look from the heavenly point of view and see what's going to happen and look at it from heaven's sight. That's what I encourage you to do. See it from heaven's viewpoint. It's a $1 million view. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break, then come back. Don't go anywhere.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
I'm not going to lie, bro. That is the best pizza I've ever eaten.
Maybe he's not lying. Maybe that really was the best piece of pizza he ever ate. But at some point, we all lie or cheat or steal or commit some kind of sin. The Bible says,
if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us.
In other words, if we say we don't sin, we're lying, which is a sin. But that same passage goes on to say this.
If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness.
God can do that because Jesus, the Son of God, died on a cross to take the penalty for our sins. Jesus was, is, and always will be perfect. Are you ready to ask him to forgive your sins?
I'm not going to lie, man. I am.
Then go to this website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
This is Michael Medved for townhall.com. Even his harshest critics recognize President Trump's habit of turning obstacles into advantages. In the primary campaign, the fact that 17 well-qualified Republicans ran against him was supposed to make his victory impossible. But it served to divide more cautious mainstream voters while giving Trump an unbeatable edge among all those who hoped a non-politician might deliver dramatic change. Similarly, the fact that pre-inaugural polls showed only a minority with high expectations for Trump's White House could easily work to the new president's advantage. Barack Obama had an approval rating of 81% when he took over the presidency, so there was nowhere to go but down, and he lost Congress in a landslide 2 years later. For Trump, media skepticism about his abilities leaves him nowhere to go but up, and even modest success in achieving some of his initial goals should allow him to exceed expectations and build critical momentum. I'm Michael Medved.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
The David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Got a couple things to tell you. I want to kind of get to them. I do want to let you know this segment brought to you by our good friend Sam Rasool. Sam had to reschedule because he's busy doing real estate. What's the deal with Sam? One of the top real estate agents in the country. I'm not going to make this long. You got a real estate anything? Talk to Sam. ThinkSam.com. That's his website. You're sitting there thinking, I'm thinking I want to go from buying or from renting to buying. Talk to Sam. Let him get you set up. He knows the finance people. And then you're thinking, maybe I want to sell my house. Talk to Sam. He can tell you what's going on in the different areas in San Diego County. And you're thinking, maybe I have a house. I'd like to get an investment house. Talk to Sam. Maybe you're thinking, you know, I want to get two houses. Talk to Sam. Sell two houses. I want to build a really big dog house that holds Marmaduke plus that really big dog, Beethoven, and all the rest of them, and I need some real estate, I need some property, talk to Sam. Commercial property, talk to Sam. Doesn't matter. See, real estate, Sam. Real estate, Sam. Real estate, Sam. It's word association day. I say real estate. You say?
Sam.
There you go. ThinkSam.com, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM. If it's not you and it's your friend, we say
send him to Sam.
Send him to Sam. There you go. He's a man. We'll get him back in very, 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 very soon. All right, so I'm getting confirmation here from, what is it? Is it Salem Media Group? Well, they changed the name so much. Who knows?
Sure, we'll go with that.
Joshua Martin and Zena Bell coordinating an interview for Dr. Goodacre, who has helped coordinate on the second realm of the CNN's Finding Jesus. And I was telling Tugboat Todd, I can tell them really a great way to find Jesus. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. You want to find Jesus? There he is. Okay, but we'll give them that opportunity. And so it looks like we are going to confirm, I think for Friday, as long as I get the phone number right that I give them. It's 858, it's 866-577-2473 for here, right? But then 858-535-1210 for the station. All right, so we got that confirmed. So we got somebody who is indirectly connected to CNN, directly connected to CNN. That could be tougher for me. I'm just being honest. I'd prefer to be honest about it, if that's okay with everybody. I don't want to tell you about that. I don't care about that. That's not important. Don't forget the Gaither Vocal Band. That's not the Gather Vocal Band. Talk about that. The Gaither Vocal Band playing April 9th at Shadow Mountain Community Church. There is going to be, we're giving away some tickets, and the winner will be announced on K-Praise Friday, March 31st, between 8:30 and 9 o'clock. Not on this show, but repeated on this show after it does take place. You will qualify, by the way, if you win the prize for a VIP reserved seating and meet and greet. Why doesn't it say meet, greet, and eat?
Well, aren't you eating the meat, the salami?
No, that's the wrong meat.
Pastrami?
No, well, it's meet, greet, and it should be eat. You tell them I said that. With the Gaither Vocal Band. That's cool. All right. Check it out. Go to KPRZ.com or go to Gaither.com. That's another place you can get the information. All righty. Okay. So last week, oh, we got some music for this. So good. Thanks. See how good that system works? So last week we talked about the sower sowing the seed. And we didn't talk about the interpretive part. We just talked about the base part where Jesus gave the parable. Today, we're going to dive into that next section called Stolen Truth. What do you got for me for a sound?
Oh, look, Al, I'm not asking you to spy. I'm just asking you to steal.
What is that from? It Takes a Thief? Was that from that?
That's the theme from It Takes a Thief, a show I've never heard of.
Yeah, I mean, I forgot about this. It's been a long time. Stolen Truth. This is now the explanation of the parable of the sower. And we talked about this and talked about the good fruit. And if you remember in that last, that we talked about last week, we talked about the good seed, 30, 60, 100 fold, breaking through, which is what a seed does. It breaks through, and then it matures, and then it produces fruit. That was the fourth category of the four categories that Jesus talked about. Now I want to go into the interpretive part and talk about the first three categories, and one of these might be surprising to you. Mark chapter 4, verse 14 through 20, as Jesus is explaining the parable, he says this, the sower sows the word. These are the ones along the path where the word is sown. When they hear, immediately Satan comes and takes away the word sown in them. And these are the ones sown on rocky ground. When they hear the word, immediately they receive it with joy. But they have no root in themselves, and they are short-lived. When affliction or persecution comes because of the word, they immediately stumble. Others are sown among thorns. These are the ones who hear the word, but the worries of this age, the seduction of wealth, and the desire for other things enter in and choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. But the ones sown on good ground are those who hear the word, welcome it, and produce a crop 30, 60, or 100 times what was sown. We talked about that sometimes you'll hear the word of God and you'll apply it somewhat. That's the 30. Mostly, that's the 60. Or you're full-blown into it, and that's the 100-fold. It's easy to get that. This isn't that difficult to go through. What I find fascinating in this portion, though, and I want to talk about this, is the first group of people. And there should be some witness to all of us about the very first group of people. It says, the sower sows the word. What we know for sure is he's explaining a parable. It's a simple story used to illustrate kind of a moral or a spiritual lesson. And the seed is the word of God. And that can come through witnessing. That can come through the church. It can come through Bible. It can come through radio, reading, TV, tracks, whatever. The scripture does not declare how that comes about other than the seed, the word of God, is put forth. And the word of God is put forth in scripture and at church and on radio and on television and in magazines and in books. I mean, it's just a reality. But that's, you're going too deep when you're going there, because now you're just looking for things. That's not the point. The point is that the word of God is sown. And when this first group of people hear the word of God, listen to what happens. Satan comes and takes away the word sown in them. I want to use this is Mark 4. I want to use the Luke 8 passage, which also tells this parable. It says this, the seed is the word of God. The ones along the path are those who have heard. Then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts so that they may not believe and be saved. This first group of people, when they hear the word of God, are never saved. Never saved. These are not Christians. So when you're thinking of it in these terms, one out of the four, never saved. Because the word of God comes into their life, Satan snatches it immediately. They never have a chance to believe, and they never have a chance to get saved. Not saved. See, when it says, may not believe and be saved, means they didn't get saved. You getting that? No, that's not. Got it, Dave. Got it. These people never got it. Why? Well, the pathers along this way hear the word of God, but Satan snatches it away. And see, people say, well, how does Satan do that? A lot of people think that's because people are involved in sin, and that's his access point through sin. These people never believe, and here's the key component. The word moves in our life through faith, and faith comes by the hearing. And hearing by the word of God. So when the seed is planted, Satan immediately snatches it away so it cannot have an impact or a response on the people, which tells you that the word of God has been sent to many people but falls on deaf ears because the enemy snatches it and the people don't care and they're not saved. You will have a chance to witness, to share with your neighbor, your friends, your family, and they will still not get saved. I know that sounds unfortunate. That's terrible. I know. But one out of four that get the word tossed in their direction don't make it, because they never receive the word, which tells you how much warfare takes place when the word of God is being talked about to people. So much that Satan is active to steal it away. And that happens. A person never becomes a believer. They never connect. When we come back, we're going to look at number two and number three people that receive this, especially number three. You should find it fascinating because it'll apply directly to you. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station. Here in San Diego, California, taking a short break, then we'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Depends on his grace, so I'm trusting
in him, and I'm seeking his grace. The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
I'm not going to lie, bro. That is the best pizza I've ever eaten.
Maybe he's not lying. Maybe that really was the best piece of pizza he ever ate. But at some point, we all lie, or cheat, or steal, or commit some kind of sin. The Bible says,
if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us.
In other words, if we say we don't sin, we're lying, which is a sin. But that same passage goes on to say this.
If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive us and purify us from all unrighteousness.
God can do that because Jesus, the Son of God, died on a cross to take the penalty for our sins. Jesus was, is, and always will be perfect. Are you ready to ask him to forgive your sins?
I'm not going to lie, man. I am.
Then go to this website, findpeacewithgod.net. We're the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association.
Hey, K-Praise friends, Sam Rasul here with Keller Williams Realty. So I heard you've been on the internet trying to figure out what your home's worth. Stop that. The internet's a scary place. If you or someone you know is considering selling, call me. I'll give you a free and accurate home value report. The market is changing and you need to know what's going on. I've been selling homes all over San Diego for more than 20 years. I'm a trusted K-Praise partner and fellow believer. You have nothing to lose by calling me. My in-home consultation and home value report are free. When we meet, I'll give you a copy of my book, Muslim by Birth, Christian by Faith, and I'll even donate to your favorite charity or ministry. Call me now, 858-780-1SAM, 858-780-1SAM, or just visit thinksam.com, realestatethinksam.com. Thanks.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace. The Bible says God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. God has no physical body like us because a spirit does not have flesh and bones. Yet God is also a person. He is not some unknowable cosmic force. In his word, he is called Father, Shepherd, Friend, Counselor, and many other personal terms. God is always referred to as he, never it. He also has personal characteristics. He thinks, acts, feels, and speaks. He even loves. Finally, God revealed himself in human form in the person of Jesus Christ, where all of that becomes visible. If God did not accommodate his revelation to our finite minds, we would have no hope of understanding him. Thank God for the scripture and for Jesus Christ. This is John MacArthur praying you're continuing to be portraits of grace.
Local, national, and heavenly talk. This is the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station.
Thank you for joining us here at AM 1210 K-Praise, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. This segment brought to you by Whitefields Ministries and my good friend Steve Wheeler, who's going to be in the studio tomorrow. You know, the last time Steve came in, he gave me this absolutely beautiful, hand-carved piece, a single piece of wood that was hand-carved, and it was one elephant behind another, behind another, behind another, behind another, all the elephants pushing one another to get the job done. And they brought it to me as a gift, very, very appreciative of that. And that's the kind of person Steve is, helping people, helping believers, helping everybody spread the gospel, helping rural pastors who have no support. I think I kind of want to make that clue known. And that is, these are people that go and plant churches amongst their own people that have zero support. And that's what Whitefields does, comes behind them and says, we'll help you out financially a little bit. We'll help you out educationally. We'll do whatever we can, put you on our prayer list. You keep us informed as to what's going on. We'll help you advance the gospel. You advance the gospel in your culture. Let's get people to make a decision for Jesus Christ. That's what they do. It's like, that's awesome. A sidebar to that is they help people with clean drinking water. That's the kind of people there. It's like, look at the gospel's first, foremost, and number one. Plus, we want people to be able to drink clean water. So go check out whitefields.org. I always tell you to go there because it's better to look at the videos, pictures, testimonies, and get a feel for it than to talking to somebody on the phone, even talking to Steve. I love Steve. If you talk to him on the phone, he'll tell you one story, and then he gets, you know, he starts going down the road and talking about, you know, listen, he's just like me. But if you go to the website, you get the picture, the panoramic kind of picture. That's what you want. Whitefields.org comes out of the Gospel of John, chapter 4, making that easy as we can. Okay, no. Yeah, that's pretty much about it. All right, let's get into this next section. We were talking about the parable of the sower, and we have now talked about the parable of the sower. We talked about the first group, the first people that received the seeds, and those were essentially unbelievers, non-believers, non-Christians. They never received the word of God because Satan stole it. They never had faith. They never believed. They don't qualify as believers. Last week, we talked about the fourth group. That group produces fruit when they get the word 30, 60, 100-fold or somewhat applicable, mostly applicable, or fully in. And you know exactly what I'm talking about. Somebody teaches you something, comes out of the word of God, and all of a sudden you realize when I pray, I have to have faith. And every time you're praying now, you use more faith than you did before. That's engaging fully. There you go. I want to talk about the second and third group, but mostly I really want to talk about the third group. And that's the wheat, that's for the seeds that fell among the thorns. And that's those who hear, but they go on their way and they are choked by the cares and riches and pleasures of life, and their fruit does not mature. In the NIV 1984 version, because yes, there is a difference between 1984 and 2011, it says that the care, this is the group number three, the cares and riches and pleasures of this world choke out the seed. Now, the group before that, group number two, there's a big debate on whether these people were Christians or not because they received the word with joy. So there's no rejection of the word, but there's no depth, so they die out. So there's a good theological question as to whether these guys, you know, maintain and that qualifies them as believers or not. And I'm not here to argue that point because I think those are people that are on the fringe. And I think some of those people probably are saved and some of those people probably aren't saved, but they're not keeping the word. That's not like you. You're listening. You're listening to the radio right now. You're keeping the word. You're having other problems. That's what I want to talk about. The other problem people. People that are kind of like me, where the worries and wealth and desires negate, eliminate, strangle the word of God and its impact. I can tell you personally that worry in my life has choked out more than one engagement I've had with the word of God. Where I have been in the word of God, reading it, sitting in a sermon, preaching a sermon, at a Bible study, at a school, getting information, getting truth, knowing it's fantastic, and then encountering a challenge in life, and that challenge overrides the fruitfulness of the word, and I lose it. That's when worry chokes the word of God and the fruit of the word of God. When people spend their lives seeking after wealth, it chokes out the word of God because the planting of the word of God doesn't have the same impact because the bigger heart's desire is for wealth. When your pleasures or your desires are more important than your relationship with God, that chokes out the word of God. The fruit cannot mature. It comes to nothing from the hearing of it. And this is what I think ails more Christians in America than almost any other element is worry and wealth and pleasure. Worry, because it absolutely highlights our doubt. It highlights our distrust in God. Do you know that worry? I had somebody share this with me. They had a very kind of weird dream, and they were in a tree, on a limb in a tree that was really high up, and they couldn't get down. Like they were just stuck on a limb, and we're talking like 50 feet in the air. And they were like, God, you know, where are you? God, where are you? And then just a moment later after that, an angel was right there next to the person on the limb, and they realized that they weren't alone. But before they saw that angel, they thought that that's what God was doing, letting them hang on a branch by themselves, 50 feet in the air, not answering their prayers. That is a great picture of worry. You think that the Lord has left you out on a limb and isn't taking care of it. It's just a great picture. No, that's not biblical. It's just a great picture. That's all. And sometimes we think God leaves us out on a limb. And it's like, he's not leaving you out on a limb. Now, fortunately for that person, the dream ended where they, you know, the Lord said, no, I'm right here. And that's a good thing. But some of us operate as though God has put us in a tree 50 feet high on a branch and just said, see you later. And we're just hanging there. It's like, no. That's what worry does. It puts so much stress in the situation, it makes everything else unfruitful. And that's what the pursuit of riches does. You know, all of us who, you know, Marty is a good friend. Marty Schneider's great guy. And he helps people plan for their future and take care of retirement. But, you know, Marty will be the first person to tell his clients, let alone anybody on the radio station, you can make a god out of your retirement. You can make an idol out of what you think you need to keep in the bank for your 401k. You can make that your idol and not the Lord. And you can count on it, if you're a Christian, that God won't put up with that. Because he doesn't like anything that goes in between him and his people. And if your 401k is your source of reliance, if that's your only stability and security, and you're a Christian, I would be more concerned that you're irritating the wrong entity than anything else. Because God is supposed to be our resource and source for life. And then there's another group in the Christian realm who think, man, I just never get to enjoy the things that everybody else gets to enjoy. Everybody gets to enjoy stuff in the world but me. I want to live a little bit for me. I want my pleasure. I want my stuff. I want mine. And that also chokes the word of God and makes it unfruitful, because that makes the person's pleasure at the center of their lives. Those are three very real diseases in American Christians. Do not let the cares, the worries of this world, the riches, the deceitfulness of riches, or the pleasures, the desires of the flesh, choke the fruit of the word of God. It is a thorning of mourning when you do. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Going to take a short break and then come back. Don't go anywhere.
Stay tuned for more of the David Spoon Experience on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
As a Christian, the law offices of Robert J. Bomber has always practiced honest and fair dealings with his clients. The fact that he's been in business for 45 years speaks to this fact. His staff has been with him an average of 10 years, and they care as much about his clients as he does. Calls are answered and returned promptly, and he makes after-hours appointments. The first consultation is free. If you have needs of an experienced attorney to handle such matters as custody, divorce, child support, visitation, spousal support, and retirement, call the law offices of Robert J. Bomber at 619-497-0054. Family legal matters such as these are difficult, plain and simple, and that's why you need an experienced attorney. To set up an appointment with Robert J. Bomber, call 619-497-0054. That's Bomber, B-A-U-M-E-R, 619-497-0054. A good person to have on your side.
Recently on Washington Watch Live, Tony Perkins talked about how a government agency treated a small business because of pro-family literature.
He is the owner of the business, and the federal government is telling him what he can and cannot put on the break table. And it's an article about the benefits of marriage between a man and a woman. This is what this administration has to correct that. And we know how bad it was under Obama, but we're just discovering some of these things, how much is there. And it's going to take an intentional effort to remove it. It's not going to just go away on its own. And folks are going to need your help on this, because it's not for the timid soul to take on this issue. But I tell you what, the future freedom of America depends on our ability to be bold and courageous and take on these issues.
You can find out more when you visit TonyPerkins.com.
This is John MacArthur with more Portraits of Grace.
The Bible says God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and truth. God has no physical body like us because a spirit does not have flesh and bones. Yet God is also a person. He is not some unknowable cosmic force. In his word, he is called Father, Shepherd, Friend, Counselor, and many other personal terms. God is always referred to as he, never it. He also has personal characteristics. He thinks, acts, feels, and speaks. He even loves. Finally, God revealed himself in human form in the person of Jesus Christ, where all of that becomes visible. If God did not accommodate his revelation to our finite minds, we would have no hope of understanding him. Thank God for the scripture and for Jesus Christ. This is John MacArthur praying you're continuing to be portraits of grace.
The David Spoon Experience continues on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station.
Joining us here at AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Probably should mention you could reach us at davidspoon@kprz.com as well. The Facebook page, The David Spoon Experience, as well, hisappointment.com for those that are looking for a book that might just get you over the why did I go through that experience. No matter what it is. Mine is primarily based on a bad church experience. But keep in mind that in church, it's supposed to be the safest place on the earth. And if you have a bad experience there, then it applies to every other possible area that exists in the universe. It's just kind of how I look at it. We are going to get into our Facebook post. Got some cool things happening. Like I said, the Dr. Goodacre is going to be on Friday. He's the gentleman that helped coordinate Finding Jesus, the part two that is airing on CNN. So this is the closest I'm going to get to CNN without throwing up. Number two, we got James Robison going to be on Tuesday. And then tomorrow we got Steve Wheeler. Plus, I think we have a Regnery author coming in. Plus, then I got to squeeze in Sam. So we got a few interviews that we got to take care of, and we want to, because it's good to hear from people. It's good to hear what's going on all around the land. This Facebook, which has a sound, is called I Am Empty. Let's go. There you go. Oldie but a goodie. And you know what's really funny about the oldie but a goodie? That's exactly what I put in the Facebook post, an oldie but a goodie. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 12. One of the more popular verses, or if it is not, perhaps it should become. It says this: God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this army that is attacking us. And we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. Oh, how do you not love this verse? Oh, everybody should have this on a plaque. We have no power to face this army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you. You know, I could teach on that for an hour. Because the armies that attack us, this in Jehoshaphat's case was an army. But in our case, it's the armies of the different things that come against us. And armies that come against you have an intent, don't they? Spiritual armies, situational armies, demonic armies, right? They come against us and they attack us, and it seems like our life is under attack. Every once in a while, we will let, you know, kind of blurb out of our mouth, it's like the universe is against me, right? You say that. People say it all the time. And so we have these armies that are attacking, and then this is what Jehoshaphat said. Well, we don't know what to do. Like, yes, that's me. Because I'll be in the middle of a situation, and here's my response. I have no idea. I'm actually pretty good at that. I can do that in about 6 languages or with 1,500 different accents because I think I've done it that many times to the Lord. I'm under attack. I don't know what's going on. I don't get the situation. And I go, I have no clue. I am clueless. Don't know what to do. But look at what he says. But our eyes are on you. So in the Facebook post, it says this. Sometimes I just want the Lord to step in and set all the opposition straight. You ever feel that way? Sometimes you just want God to come in and go, you sit over there, you sit over there, you stop doing this, you behave over there, you stop putting this on people, right? Don't you want to do that? I do. Usually, it means when I get to that point, I'm a little more frustrated than normal. When I'm at the point where I'm like, Lord, come in, set these people straight. It's almost like you're not saying that because you're looking for a sense of righteousness. You just want God to come in and just like kind of, you know, lay the hammer down. Come on, Lord, lay the hammer down. Give me a break. And I think when I get to that place, I'm a little more frustrated than the norm because I'm like, argh. And then there's often a times where you're feeling depleted of strength and power and you've got nothing. You don't feel like you have anything left in the tank. And I know that many of us have gone through that where you know, this is even in regular life and in regular relationships, you just don't, I don't know how much more, you ever said this? I don't know how much more I can put up with. Have you ever said that about anything? I don't know how much more I can take. I don't know what's left. You'll use expressions like this. Well, there's no gas left. I'm running on fumes. And it's like you're at that depleted of strength and power and empty place, and all you've got left is to look to the Lord. That's all you got. You got nothing else. And Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2 teaches us that a fixed vision on Jesus is all we need. We don't need to have every part of the solution in the palm of our hand so we can stick it in our pocket. You don't need that. You need to have a fixed vision on Jesus. As soon as Peter took his eyes off of Jesus, he began to sink. That's what you don't want to do. You want to keep your eyes on Jesus. You want to be in a place where you recognize if all I've got left is to look to the Lord, that's all I need. Because by looking to the Lord, answers come. So in this passage in 2 Chronicles 20:12, God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this army that's attacking us. We don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you. That's a reflection of Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and sat down on the right hand of the Father on high. And it's like you just look at it and you go, I can muster just looking. And you know what? That's okay. Because if you're looking to the Lord and that's all you got left, sometimes that's all you need to have left and that's all you need to do. Are you feeling like you're on empty? You feel like you're running on empty? You feel like you're depleted? You feel like you're on fumes? You got no power left? Here's the one thing you can still do. Look to Jesus. You can do it. You can do that. You just got to move your eyes from your circumstance up and say, just looking to you. And from that comes deliverance by the grace of God. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience here on AM 1210 KPRZ, the Christian station here in San Diego, California. Taking a short break. You'll hear Marty, then we'll come back. Don't go anywhere.
More local, national, and heavenly talk on the David Spoon Experience. AM 1210, KPRZ, the Christian station.